Right now, it is time for us to check sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And we do have quite a bit of sports to talk about. We'll start off in the NFL. And, of course, it was Monday Night Football. I watched the Manning cast till I fell asleep. I saw President Obama on there. Well, anyways, the Bears crushed the Patriots 33-14. Just completely surprised me. The Bears now 3-4, and the Patriots are 3-4. Amazing. Now, what's more amazing is we are now 7 full weeks into the NFL season. Just about halfway there. And some amazing things are shaping up. On the American Football Conference, the Bills lead that division with a 5-1 record, a half game behind the Jets at 5-2, Miami at 4-3, and the Patriots at 3-4. Now in the AFC North, the Baltimore Ravens are 4-3, the Cincinnati Bengals are 4-3, the Cleveland Browns are 2-5, and the Pittsburgh Steelers 2-5. In the AFC South, Tennessee is 4-2, Indianapolis 3-3, the Jaguars are 2-5, and the Houston Texans are 1-4. And in the AFC West, Kansas City is 5-2, the Chargers 4-3, the Raiders 2-4, and the Broncos 2-5. All right, that is the American Football Conference. Let's switch over to the NFC. In the NFC East, Philadelphia in first place with a 6-0 record. The Giants, a half game back with a 6-1 record in second place. The Cowboys in third place at 5-2. And the Washington Commanders at 3-4. In the NFC North, Minnesota leads that division 5-1. Green Bay is 3-4, tied with Chicago 3-4, and then Detroit at 1-5. In the NFC South, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 3-4. The Falcons are 3-4. The Panthers are 2-5. And New Orleans 2-5. So it's just a terrible division. Everybody's within one game. In the NFC West, Seattle Seahawks at 4-3. In first place, the Rams at 3-3 in second. The 49ers 3-4 in third. And the Arizona Cardinals in last place 3-4. Just a whole bunch of surprises there. And like I said, we are 7 games in, almost halfway in to the season. Now a lot can happen in the second half, but still, wow, what a wild first half. That's all you can say. Absolutely crazy. All right, let's go to the NBA and see what happened yesterday. The Knicks down the Magic 115-102 for their second win in a row. The Nets fell to the Grizzlies 134-124. The Celtics fell to the Bulls 120-102. In the National Hockey League, the Devils lost to the Capitals 6-3. And that was the only action in the National Hockey League involving local teams. Now, in an announcement made yesterday, Tom Brady vows he won't retire from the Bucs midseason, claiming, "I made a commitment to this team." Well, there you go. Now, a freak injury happened in the Giants game this weekend versus the Jaguars. Their rookie tight end needs eye surgery. He's going to miss some time. It's a freak injury. The head coach, Ryan Dable, said with his new team in games, they had to talk about numerous injuries, including this rookie. He made a catch, began to run, picking up a first down. A Jaguar defender went for his legs, the other went high, and found his hand in the face mask. He immediately clutched his eye, and blood was seen on his gloves before trainers got to him. He was rushed to a hospital to take care of the injury. A freak injury. Just things like that don't happen that much. According to the coach, probably too early to say when they expect him back, but it's not to be believed to be a season-ending injury for the fourth-round pick. And the Giants, at 6-1, have been dealing with injury problems all year long. And, of course, the Manning cast was pretty funny last night. Not only did they have President Obama on, but Bill Burr was on, and he was ripping the Mannings. And he begged the cameras to stop showing a sad Mac Jones. Oh, I love the Manning cast. I do. It's a fun way to watch football, Monday Night Football. They're funny guys. They also add insight to the game, but the guests also love it. And, you know, the guests have lined up to be on the show. The show started out as an experiment last year, and now it's turned into such a big success that there's celebrities vying to be on it. And it's just fun. It's just fun. You get to see football and be entertained at the same time. I know there's probably some football purists that don't like it, but I think it's fun to watch.